Montrose County staked its claims on the San Miguel River on the assumption that the uranium and vanadium industry is about to boom again in the West End. If that happens, the county thinks the population in the area will more than double over the next 5 decades. Quenching the thirst of all those new mills and miners could require roughly 4,500 additional acre-feet of water each year. But the county has applied for roughly 10 times that much. Why? Because county staff were rushing to beat an impending claim from the Colorado Water Conservation Board. In late 2009, the state agency was preparing to file for water rights to preserve in-stream flows for 3 species of threatened fish in the lower San Miguel. Montrose County officials thought that once the state filing was in place, it would be difficult, if not impossible, for them to secure the water the West End will need in the future. Brian Wilson is Public Works Director for Montrose County.
The water right was so large that it would have limited our ability to have domestic and consumptive use once it's filed. So we needed to file in advance of the CWCB's in-stream flow, as directed by CWCB to do so.
The county submitted its water claims about a year and a half ago, but they still need to be vetted in court. So for now, Wilson says the county is trying to figure out which water rights and reservoirs it should actually pursue. The county proposed extra reservoir sites, 6 in total, to give itself some wiggle room.
A number of those sites will probably be let go, and we probably will not use them.
Wilson says that normally, staff would have done more research beforehand, studying operating costs, geological stability, and other issues.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't have the luxury of studying those things in advance. Now we're trying to go through all that process. But yeah, we probably would have done more work up front had this come to us in a different manner.
For their part, state officials argue the impact of the in-stream flow has been over-exaggerated. They say preserving habitat for the fish will help prevent an endangered species listing, which could place much tighter water use restrictions on the San Miguel. But still, in the face of outcry from the towns of Naderita, Nucla, Norwood, and other parties as well, the state eventually agreed to delay the in-stream flow by a year, specifically to give water users time to file for water rights beforehand. After months of discussion, many of those claims, including Montrose County's, ended up being filed in a rush just before the end of 2010.
Sometimes parties without resources or perhaps without sophistication file on more than they need or more than they understand that they need or can build. You don't generally see governmental entities going out and doing that.
Andy Mueller is a lawyer with the TLF firm in Ouray. He represents about a dozen parties who could see their land flooded or their water rights compromised by one of the reservoirs proposed by Montrose County. He says his clients are in a tough position as they prepare to argue their case. They might be spending their time and money for nothing. After all, no one is sure whether Montrose County actually plans to build the reservoir, including the county itself.
I truly believe that Montrose County did not understand or even care to think about the impact their water filings would have on these private landowners.
Mueller and his clients aren't the only ones who are frustrated. The reservoir would actually be located in San Miguel County near Norwood, which is square in the district of County Commissioner Art Goodtimes.
My citizens are having to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on a threat by Montrose County in my county. That's just not acceptable.
In part, Goodtimes esteemed that Montrose County didn't consult with San Miguel County before staking its water claims, especially since the reservoir would flood a San Miguel County road. But Montrose County Commissioner David White thinks that such a conversation would have been too risky.
But it's a double-edged sword. Had we done that, then they may have in fact filed ahead of us, which would then jeopardize our population in the west end of our county.
To some extent, the water conflict has exposed a basic political divide between the two counties. Goodtimes says the San Miguel County commissioners generally oppose uranium development in Montrose County's West End, but they've been reluctant to officially interfere in Montrose County's business. The recent water filings may have pushed the issue, especially since so much of the water would be earmarked for the mines and mills.
And now they have a real fight, and I'll tell you, I think, you know, we may come out publicly and opposed to the uranium industry. If this is the way they're going to play ball, this may be the way we want to play ball, too.
Montrose County is scheduled to defend its claims in water court this fall, where it will probably face tough criticism that its applications are speculative. For KVNF News, I'm Teray Sylvester.